Your biological birthday falls once a year and reminds you that another year has gone by into the pages of history, and you have used up one more year of your lifespan. If there has been inner ascent, the past year has been put to good use. In this song, I would like to touch on the many ways to renew ourselves within, and in doing so, have a string of birthdays that are not reminders of time lapsed, but of inner ascent. This song is set to a very simple tune of a kirtan, or singing the Lord's name. This will also form the chorus of the song, something that we can sing together each time we come to it. With God, all things are possible. Let us begin. Rama Hare Shiya Rama Ram, Rama Hare Shiya Rama Ram, Krishna Hare Radhe Shyam Shyam, Krishna Hare Radhe Shyam Shyam. Birthdays are of different types. Birthdays come at different times. They're celebrated differently too, as we journey in our evolution. The first type of birthday is this particular human birth within a specific family, an initial set of conditions. This happens on a day and at a time. We refer to this as our birthday, forgetting that this is one birthday, a long procession of other births. We have been born at other times, in different species and families, in different conditions and locations. This birth is just one of many. But somehow we come to believe that this birth is the only birth. This family and our conditions are the only real thing of value. Everything and every condition is part of the classroom of life. Every opportunity is a test to move forward or to fall behind. There is no staying where we are or maintaining our status quo, because we like our conditions, satisfied with things as they are. Life does not allow complacency. Nature is the school's principle, guiding the path of each student, regardless of your opinion. We get attached to one family, to one community and society, to one country and a religion, and anchor to it our identity. Nature does not recognize this. Each is a string in her fabric. Strings come together and go apart as she weaves an ever fresh design. These attachments are our creation. They are not part of nature. Likes and dislikes are the cause for the turmoil we experience. Things do not often go our way. This is a cause of restlessness, not because of changes outside, but refusal of a mindset in its ways. The turmoil within escalates, prompting the need for a solution. The initial impulse is to change things, and hopefully they will stay as is. There we go again, creating. All we do is create more suffering to ourselves and to others, as nature insists on her design. We gradually become quite humble, knowing our designs do not work, and begin to search for some wisdom from those who have crossed the shores. This gives rise to the opportunity, one is sincere in heart and mind. The death of clutches of personality is the birth into the light of wisdom. Rama Hare Shiya Ram Ram, Rama Hare Shiya Ram Ram, Krishna Hare Radhe Shyam Shyam, Krishna Hare Radhe Shyam Shyam. The second type of birthday is when one approaches a guru, one who has crossed turmoil shores in the spirit of an earnest disciple. A disciple is not a follower. He's fully awake and not asleep. He knows that he is somehow bound and feels that he must attain freedom. The guru clears the doubts of one who approaches him as a disciple, one who is eager and ready to learn how to cross the ocean of turmoil. The seeker becomes a disciple. He is prepared to exert fully each present moment his laboratory, guru's teachings guide his equipment. His equipment consists of faculties such as self-discipline and courage, fortitude to stay the course, absence of all fiery passions. Discipline is most necessary. It is not punitive but positive, as old outrushes are recycled, channel to support aspiration. He sees old ways were the cause of much pain and suffering. He embraces fully wisdom's way. The old habits loosen gradually. He must be eternally vigilant, as old ways do not give up easily. They fight to regain their power if wisdom is not already enthroned. A mind that is always observed is what is called vigilance. The moment of rise of distraction, uninvited thought which interferes. Thought is always of the past. In the present we perceive directly, with intelligence that is not tainted by the colors of likes and dislikes. Past tries to interfere with the present. This battle is off the hands of time. Past is the left, it is best left out. Present is the right, it is right action. The disciples' new ways are rebirth. A new birth in this very life, being born to the light of wisdom, directed by the goal of self-realization. The inner eye of eternal vigilance watches the movement of the ego, while wisdom sees with the outer eye and decides the best that's to be done. The best is doing what needs to be done, but not in light of any personal gain or agendas and hidden motives, but the responsible cosmic citizen. The disciple continues to evolve from being a cosmic citizen to being a trustee of everything, including resources and faculties. The path of aspiration gets steep, just as they're climbing the huge mountain, which is gradual at its wider base, but steep as the summit nears. In earlier stages, you do not need special equipment as the climb is gradual, But once a grade becomes steeper, stakes of everything get higher. It's good to lay a strong foundation right from the very beginning, knowing that the grade will change as you progress to the glorious summit. This is the Yoga of Synthesis of Gurudev Swami Shivananda, great master of our times, founder of the divine life. Divine life is the big umbrella under which Yoga of Synthesis fits. Divine life principles guide our life. Yoga of Synthesis our sadhana. What the divine life teaches us is to divinize all our actions, thoughts, feelings, and words as proof of our inner evolution. There is nothing secular in life, as God alone is the truth. Everything we do is recognition of the great divine omnipresence. Everything we do is worship of God in all and all as God. This is a way of divine life of Gurudev Swami Shivananda. As you progress in your sadhana, you will feel drawn to longer practice, and on facing life's seeming difference, finding it hard to reconcile the two. The joy felt in deeper sadhana, the turmoil felt in the world, the limitations of the instrument, unable to prolong further sadhana. Yoga of Synthesis guides you to well-rounded spiritual sadhana, so all facets of the personality are developed without specialization. Specialization is the choice of ego that likes to show superiority. Avoid this pitfall by total approach for the yoga of little of Shivananda. Do a little of different sadhana, little asanas and pranayama, little japa and meditation, little kirtan and singing to the Lord. Develop also mind and intellect by filling it with new ideas, by study of scriptures and also the lives of saints and sages. Different sadhana will ensure fresh quality and raise quality. Quality out is quality in. As is the cause, so is the effect. Rama Hare Shiya Rama 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 Hare Shiya Rama Ram, Krishna Hare Radhe Shyam Shyam, Krishna Hare Radhe Shyam Shyam. Gradually have spiritual experience. This will lead you to your third birth. Guided intuitively from within, effort continues but without struggle. This is not a requirement of time. It is because we cling to old ways for various reasons, like walking in two directions. Once we embrace a path fully, the path embraces you even more. Letting go you are never let go. This is a great wonder to experience. Whatever you hold on to you even tighter. Hold on to your little world. The little world imposes itself on you. Lord Krishna says in the Gita, you are your own worst enemy. You are also your own best friend. because you want the best of both worlds. This is absurd impossibility, like going north and south as well, like staying dry and wet at one time. This is the struggling spiritual essence. The third birthday is letting go and offering yourself unto God without the least bit of reserve, without hopes or expectations. Dismantle the rearview mirror of life's car and look in front of what is there every moment. Do your best without looking back. Drop your grip on all memory, which is nothing but more of me, more of the past which interferes, the glorious future that awaits you. Rama Hare Siya Rama Ram, Rama Hare Siya Rama Ram, Krishna Hare Radhe Shyam Shyam, Krishna Hare Radhe Shyam Shyam. The fourth birth is attainment, goal of life being self-realization, making real the truth of all, oneness of identity with the all. No need to concern about this now, you will be guided from within, on awakening to the third birth, or awakening of an intelligence. Rama Hare Siya Rama Ram, Rama Hare Siya Rama Ram, Krishna Hare Radhe Shyam Shyam, Krishna Hare Radhe Shyam Shyam. Let us relook at the main points with the impartial eye of wisdom, as habit likes its own old ways, even if it be the tyranny of bondage. What is called biological birth is one in a stream of many births, could be any species or condition. Your actions direct the future rounds. It takes many rounds of struggle to earn a birth of good conditions. What you have in this birth was paid for early at a high price. So do not waste this precious birth. Spiritual aspiration is too precious, as is the company of the wise, great fortune of a spiritual guide. Biological birthdays come and go, but on this birthday do resolve to have another birth in this very life by awakening as a spiritual seeker. Rama Hare Siya Rama Ram, Rama Hare Siya Rama Ram, Krishna Hare Radhe Shyam Shyam, Krishna Hare Radhe Shyam Shyam. Spiritual seeker is your second life. You have a new angle of vision. Self-purification is the priority to make the instrument worthy. Lay a good foundation up front by Shivananda's yoga of synthesis. A little of each type of sadhana. Embrace the principles of divine life. You will need a strong foundation later when the mood to meditation comes about. Without sound health and strong body, you will have to pass due to weaknesses. You have to live a disciplined life upfront to lay a good foundation. So when the climb becomes steep, you are ready for the summit. The struggle is really self-centered, owing to not letting go of old, while having no lofty aspirations, a game of your own tug of war. The sooner you break with the past, the more rapid will be your progress. You will gain spiritual experience and be guided by the light within. Rama Harishiya Ram Ram, Rama Harishiya Ram Ram, Krishna Hare Radhe Shyam Shyam, Krishna Hare Radhe Shyam Shyam. In the third birth, the seeker transforms into a disciple, following the spiritual way. Straight and narrow is the path. Simple living and high thinking to attain mastery of the mind, which comes when you directly see thought in the mental factory. There is still work to be done, steady effort without struggle, like the smooth flow of oil from an old can into a new one. Rama Harishiya Ram Ram, Rama Harishiya Ram Ram, Krishna Hare Radhe Shyam Shyam, Krishna Hare Radhe Shyam Shyam. Then comes a fourth birth in this very life itself, attainment of life's supreme goal, finishing the task that must be done. Rama Harishiya Ram Ram, Rama Harishiya Ram Ram, Krishna Hare Radhe Shyam Shyam, Krishna Hare Radhe Shyam Shyam. When you celebrate this particular birth, remember that another year has passed. You're one day closer to the next round. Different conditions will be found. So waste not this precious opportunity. There are births to take in this very life, new understandings to awaken to, claim your heritage of pure divinity. Why not have a double birthday on this glorious day itself? Celebrate letting go of the old and awakening into divine life. Put your foot firmly on yoga's ladder. Rung by rung, you must climb. Ancients have laid out the path, but tread you must by your own self. You could, if you really want to, do good for yourself and for all, to take the next step this very day and change in every single way. Two more birds are still there, but journey begun is almost done. If you are sincere and unrelenting, steady in your resolve and full of faith. This life would be very well lived, even if you enter into the second birth, rebirth in this very life itself, facing the light to boldly march. All your responsibilities and duties are creations of your own mind. Your duty is self-realization. Life is given just for that purpose. How many births and conditions, how many fathers and mothers, male, female, rich and poor, are you not tired of this Ferris wheel? Rama Harishiya Ram Ram, Rama Harishiya Ram Ram, Krishna Hare Radhe Shyam Shyam, Krishna Hare Radhe Shyam Shyam. Even if it's not your birthday today, you can still have one this very day. Take birth into spiritual life with full faith and firm resolve. You will not need any present. You give your own self the best one, not something from the bargain store, but a bright future that awaits thee. This is a real happy birthday. Happiness by rebirth this very day. Not celebrating another year past, but celebrating all that is to come. Not celebrating more gray hairs, or falling teeth, or doctor's bills, or problems just like yesterday, but celebrating a spiritual embrace. Rama Hare Shiva Rama Ram, Rama Hare Shiva Rama Ram, Krishna Hare Radhe Shyam Shyam, Krishna Hare Radhe Shyam Shyam. May you be blessed today with awakening into spiritual birth, good health and long life, peace and prosperity. May you be blessed today with happiness and joy and all the divine virtues. May you bring joy to all. Om Tat Sat Om Tat Sat Om Tat Sat Om. Om Shanti Om Shanti Om Shanti Om. My dear friends, I wish you a very happy birthday. Hare Krishna.